Clearly.
Yeah.
So when we started the year last year, we had 202 units. Now when we're starting the year, we're showing 222 units. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're brand new when we're adding them. There's been some flip-flops.
Did we find some that we didn't have?
I think we looked through, and they're all there.
Was this report generated prior to the ones being sold through the Purple Wave auction? Is that possibly where they overlap?
Well,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So some have sold.
Prior to Purple Wave.
So some of those may come off then. Yeah.
They should.
But when you said 20, I'm like, we did not buy.
No, I know we didn't.
20 new vehicles.
Okay. The schedule showing 20 additional vehicles. So.
Gotcha.
But
this report has to go for renewal back.
Yeah.
So
some of that may come down, which may reduce that premium down.
And I'm assuming they change based on accurate numbers, not the proposal, but then, hey, we actually have this many vehicles.
Sure.
So when you send that in for binding, we would send what the actual perfect number is, yes. And then you all are on a composite rate, which means throughout the course of the year, nothing changes,
right,
but they'll do basically an audit at the end and say, what did you add, what did you remove, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good questions.
And that's something we probably want to consider when we're doing the budget, too, because you know what's asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Of the liability sections, you had some increases in liability, and those are based upon either revenues, expenditures, or employee count. So those are up because of all those exposures are increasing. So your rate is multiplied by that exposure. Plus, they also factor in some losses that we've had in those areas. So we've had a couple of sizable losses within the liability section that are driving that up as well. Okay. The umbrella pricing is up a little bit, too, because it follows all the other liabilities. It's a percentage of whatever their premium comes in. They multiply that because it sits right on top of all those liabilities.
I will call out a couple of changes on deductible structure. We talked about the windtail deductible structure changing. The auto deductible structure is changing as well. Instead of $1,000, those are going to $2,500. Travelers is taking that increase due to losses. So that's comp and collision, physical damage only, not liability. Physical damage deductible to fix your owned vehicles, that's increasing to $2,500.
$2,500.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's a direct result because of losses that are showing up on that loss run. An additional change is the law enforcement legal deductible. That deductible is currently $5,000. At renewal, that will be increasing to $10,000. That is also a direct result from some losses that are on there. The law enforcement legal deductible?
Going from 5 to 10.
Any questions about that?
And you said that was due to losses?
There is a loss on there currently that they're underwriting for a little more strategically that hit right about when renewal was coming up. So we do have those and we can review those, but like Jeff said, there's some personal information in there, so we want to discuss that in executive session.
Me too.
Do what?
No, go ahead.
I was just trying to think of what it was. I think I know what it is.
Yeah. So overall, like we mentioned, when we discussed this before, we were anticipating a pretty good increase just because of the market conditions and because of what we knew was coming as far as exposure changes. We thought maybe 20 to 25. It came out 29% of the bottom line there. That's not including the buy down. So if you had the buy down in there, that would change that percentage, but that's not apples what we had last year. So it's a pretty good increase. Some of it, like I said, we anticipated with the growth and what we knew was going on in the market. In the foreseeable short range forecasting for the market right now, it's terrible. I don't know that there's any light at the end of the tunnel right now. It looks like it's going to continue to tick up and up and up. So until a point where they feel like they're able to control their margins, because they're at break even probably right now, or maybe not even that in some cases. Most carriers are actually reported losses last year. And mostly tied to property. Property is driving across the country rates up. They have determined zones where they increase the wind hail deductibles along with the rates, and we happen to be in one of those high wind and hail zones in this part of Missouri. So we get kind of the double whammy with the increased deductible and the increased rates.
Not that this changes anything, but to have such a high quote on MOPRM, back years ago, we were with MOPRM quite a while, and this happened. It was extremely high, and they explained to us then why, because that is across the state, and it was what had happened, like in St. Louis or something. Do you know, just curious, at MOPRM, have they had something that has caused them to be
one
so high?
Thing?
I don't know if they've had one specific thing, but there have been, over the last 2 years, numerous hail claims that have been multiple $1 million, and they've been on the hook for some of those, especially across the middle of the state. There's kind of a band that goes from Texas, Oklahoma, straight up, basically up I-44 on, you know, several miles on either side, all the way into Illinois, that direction. So if that's where most of their losses are occurring.
MOPRM historically has never had wind hail deductible buy-down deductibles separate mm-hmm. from their all other payroll deductibles. 2024, they will be adding those. That is new for them. They have not done that in the past. Our other carriers have been doing that for 5 or 6 years now. And so I feel like they've insulated themselves from some of that, whereas MOPRM is now having to say, we've got to do some pretty strict things here. One, increase those rates, and two, increase those deductibles so that they can remain viable. We have seen several carriers go back to receivership this year because they're not able to pay out those claims. So they're trying to make themselves a point that they can continue to do that. Page 22 does list MOPRM's figure. If you haven't found that yet, Travelers came in at about $650,000, MOPRM's about $990,000. So significantly higher. To Jeff's point, we did make sure to quote what was on the policy now versus what MOPRM was quoting. MOPRM does have a couple of other higher deductibles. Instead, they were quoting a $3,000 deductible on the auto instead of a $2,500. They had deductibles on the auto liability as well as the general liability. So there are a couple of little bit differences, but as far as what we submitted, they're quoting the exact same thing.
Now, who did you say had the $3,000 deductible on the auto?
MOPRM.
Oh, okay.
They have the option, though.
Say again.
Okay.
So not exactly news I'm sure you're wanting to hear, but that's in the marketplace today. That's kind of where we're at. That's where they're coming in at. And we looked through some strategies to maybe reduce something here or there, increase deductibles. They've already taken some of that into consideration to control the increase as it is. There are a few, not too many, older vehicles that still have physical damage coverage that would save us a few thousand dollars, but not a huge impact on the overall price. And that's really as far as cost savings, other than taking things off the list. It's about the only thing we could find in there. Again, it's a nominal amount.
On the specific to the wind hail deductible buy down.
Yes.
What have we had in losses over the last?
As far as wind hail goes?
Yeah.
Yours have not been significant.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so I couldn't remember any to speak of that.
Yeah.
What on the buildings, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think about the makeup of our buildings as well with the concrete style exteriors other than mm-hmm. windows and AC units on top. I mean,
okay, did an AC unit get damaged?
Yes,
on the other building.
Yeah, I think some roof.
Was that this year ago? Or was that?
That
was last year, wasn't it?
No, that was like
18 or 19, I think.
Ago.
Yeah. It's in the last 3 years.
But it shouldn't be in consideration on this.
Correct.
No.
No, we're just talking about specific to the. So on the wind hail, that's just done by not necessarily experience as much as just data from weather service.
Yeah, first thing they look at is the roofs. They look at the roofs that you have and what their exposure is, what's on them, mechanicals. and that's what